House Republicans have dubbed this Stop Government Abuse Week. That means federal technology and acquisition reform is back on the table. Lawmakers will vote on an updated version of the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, short name FATARA. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on the latest attempt to improve federal technology and procurement. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So I guess, Jason, my first question is, when did FATARA ever fall off the table? And now it's back on.
Well, I would argue that it fell off the table when the House and Senate did not include it in the defense authorization bill. If you remember, FATARA, which really is, it came about over the last year and a half or so after, you know, federal IT rules around how you buy technology have not been updated in more than a decade. Congressman Daryl Issa really pushed this, along with Jerry Connolly from Virginia. And one of the things that they did was they got it into the defense authorization bill, which is actually a very typical way to get major acquisition technology changes through the House or through the Congress, is by attaching it to a different bill. The House did that. They passed it. The Senate did not do that. So when they went to conference committee and the final defense authorization bill came through in December, there was no FATARA. So that's when it fell off the table. Well, now it's back.
And it's back in a new form. Any big changes?
There are two major changes. I mean, a lot of it will stay the same. If you remember, FATARA will codify a lot of the Obama administration's initiatives, such as data center consolidation, giving CIOs more authority, and even some of the workforce issues that they're trying to address from a project program management. But it would the two major changes let me describe them briefly. Now, what Daryl Issa will do, I should say, first of all, is that he will offer what they call an amendment in the nature of a substitute this week, and that's going to be what the new bill will look like. Now, both the committee spokeswoman that I spoke with and industry sources tell me that what the first major change is going to be a pilot program around something called an interagency collaboration center. It'll be a three-month project to improve project management efforts. Now, the initial version of FATARA would have established this center permanently, and I think there was some concern about whether such a center could work, was there was money for it. You know, there's a Congressional Budget Office, a CBO score, that really put off some people in the Senate because of the cost of establishing such a center. Now, this center is also related to the Acquisition Centers of Excellence, and these would both serve as a focal point for more coordinated program management practices, develop, maintain this cadre of experts to help with this program and project management, which the government has struggled with for decades.
But Jason, let me just ask you this. I mean, 3 months, they went from offering it as a permanent permanent center to a three-month pilot. 3 months, is that enough for... project management?
Yeah, it does seem really small, because by the time you get it up and running and figure it out, your 3 months is basically over. So I'm not sure what the compromise is that the Congressman Issa is trying to get to here between 3 months versus permanently. Usually things, when you look at pilot programs, they go for about a year. They say after a year we'll have a better idea. That way they get off the ground and going. So I'm not sure if they already have something else in mind. You know, maybe that would come out in the conference report or in the committee report. Again, we'll have to wait and see kind of where this is heading. So the second major change around FATARA or in this substitute bill would be around the hiring process between the Defense Department and civilian agencies when it comes to chief information officers. One of the things, if you remember about the bill, is that Daryl Issa has been very keen on saying there only needs to be one person with the title of CIO per agency. Well, the Defense Department's a huge agency. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Defense Information Systems Agency, they're all bigger than many civilian agencies by themselves. So I think what they're trying to do here is simplify how civilian agencies have CIOs, but give DOD a little more autonomy to really come up with their process around CIOs. And remember, a lot of times CIOs are officers, you know, generals, and so their naming is a little different than a civilian agency, so they're trying to address that there. Now, among other things in the bill, everything else really does stay the same: the data centers, the workforce challenges, the oversight issues. So FATARA will, again, go to the House floor, expected sometime this week.
And do you have a sense of whether industry supports this or whether even the White House does?
Well, I think industry is a little more comfortable with this, with the idea of a pilot program. I think initially they were opposed to these permanent collaboration centers because there was concern over trying to centralize this acquisition oversight. And these programs are very complex. They take a lot of different parts of the agency. And it's not just an easy way to say, okay, we'll just put it all in one office. And can you really find the people to staff that office that are qualified? And how soon can you find the staff that can do these things? industry, I think, supported many of the other provisions, including giving CIOs more authority, the consolidation of data centers, and, of course, the improving the acquisition workforce. Now, other support's hard to say. The administration, the Senate, for that matter, it's just been very unclear whether they support it. Now, remember, the Senate did introduce a companion bill to FITARA. Senators Tom Udall and Jerry Moran introduced FITARA again last session. I imagine they're going to introduce it again this session. But this bill was referred to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and Senators Tom Carper and Tom Coburn, the chairman and ranking member respectively, haven't come out very widely in support of this bill. They do recognize the need to improve IT procurement, but how is, that's the question. And what I'm hearing from different sources is whether the Senate, and specifically Senators Carper and Coburn, believe FITARA is the right approach. I think they agree there something has to be done, but what, they're not sure.
Yeah, and there are other proposals out there, right, that have come up since FITARA was first proposed.
There is. There is a Congressman Connolly and Eshoo introduced what they call the RFP-IT Act, and that's another idea of how to improve federal IT. That would put actually somebody, the chief technology officer, in charge of this big, you know, kind of new office to oversee program and project management. A lot of people are scratching their heads at that one, is wondering if the CTO really is the right person to even be in charge of something like that. And then, I imagine there'll be other bills, other attempts to address acquisition and technologies because of the healthcare.gov debacle.
We're speaking with Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor, and healthcare.gov. Does that play into what House Republicans are calling Stop Government Abuse Week? What is that?
Well, I think for some Republicans, healthcare.gov plays into everything they do. But I think this week specifically, their goals for this week really are about looking at transparency, simplification, improve the way the government works. And yes, there's a political tinge, or a very heavy political tinge to it. But what they're trying to do is bring 12 bills to the floor that they to debate and vote upon that they think will really help make the government run better. We do have a full list of all that, of all 12 of those bills, plus more information about them on federalnewsradio.com. I'll just go through a couple of them that I thought were interesting. The Regulatory Accountability Act, the Regulatory Flexibility Act, the FOIA Act, the Taxpayers' Right to Know Act, the Taxpayers' Transparency Act. There's about four or five bills there that I thought that were most interesting, and several of these other bills have also passed through their respective committees, mostly ICE's Committee, the Oversight and Government Reform. But again, I think they lean one way, that the administration, the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats, as we know, would not even bother to take them up. So I think the House is trying to make some noise around, hey, we need to do more, but I'm not sure how many of these bills will actually get through.
Yeah, and it's hard to argue with stopping government abuse. Are there any that we should be tracking because they might actually become law?
I think there's two that I'd highlight, maybe even three. I think FITARA is one of those. We've talked a lot about that today so far. And I think that there's this underpinning that, yeah, the federal IT acquisition programs are problematic. We have to fix it. How to fix it, that's the bigger question. But I think something like FITARA, whether it's this version or yet another new version, will eventually get through the process. I think the other bill that's really interesting that's part of the Stop Government Abuse Week is the FOIA Act. Now, what this bill would do would update the Freedom of Information Act and include actually 11 major changes. I'm just going to go through a couple of them real quick. One of them would require federal agencies to make public information disclosed under FOIA available in electronic, publicly accessible format, an online portal. And in fact, what the bill also would do is require OMB to ensure the existence of this portal. They use the example of FOIA Online for submitting requests for records and receiving automated information about the status of those requests. And in fact, part of this bill would require a study of the FOIA Online that already exists. Now, there's a lot of people who have a lot of problems with FOIA Online. Some vendors do, and some agencies have actually dropped out most recently. So I'm not sure if that's the best answer, but that's a answer. And then finally, I'll just offer a couple more things about the FOIA Act. It would expand the duties of the chief FOIA officer of each agency to require annual compliance reviews of FOIA requirements. It would even establish a chief FOIA officer's council. And it would require agencies to update the FOIA regulations within 180 days of this bill becoming law. So I think that one is a good one. One other one I'll mention very quickly is the Taxpayers' Right to Know Act. This is sponsored by Congressman Jim Langford from Oklahoma. This would require agencies on an annual basis to identify and describe every program administrated by that agency, including the total cost, the number of clients served, the number of federal employees and contractors working under the program, and identify whether it's overlapping with other programs, and if so, what are you going to do about it? So I think that one, there's been a lot of push on both sides of Congress to really address overlapping programs. Even the White House has gotten behind that concept.
Seems like an awfully familiar idea, yes. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.